Welcome to Food for Thought. I'm Colleen Patrick-Goudreau from Compassionate Cooks, which I founded to empower people to make informed food choices and to debunk myths about vegetarianism and animal rights. You can learn more about who we are and what we do by visiting CompassionateCooks.com. If I were to ask you the best source of calcium, what would you say? You would probably think about cow's milk, right? Most people do. You wouldn't think about horse's milk or dog's milk or human milk. You'd probably think about cow's milk. Now, stay with me here. I'm making a point. So we've been taught from a very young age that cow's milk is a very necessary and healthful food for humans to consume. Obviously, the dairy industry has been teaching us this, and obviously because it has a lot of calcium. Now, let's just think about this for a moment. Don't you think it odd that when humans think about consuming human milk, they're kind of grossed out, right? I mean, there's been jokes about it. Sitcoms have had skits about the idea that humans consume human milk. And, you know, it's kind of a gross concept for adults to consider that. But we don't have a problem consuming another animal's milk. So again, we're taught from a very young age that it's necessary for us to consume cow's milk. And I'm not suggesting that we go out and start a whole industry of human milk, by the way. I'm just trying to make the point that we don't have a problem drinking another species' milk, but we do have a kind of a problem drinking, if we consider drinking our own human milk. It's obviously a highly nutritious food, cow's milk is, but it's a highly nutritious food for calves, right? The idea that a cow is lactating is really to support that calf once he or she is born. Cows, humans, all mammals lactate. They give milk when they're pregnant so they can provide food for their offspring. And humans, obviously, when we nurse, we're weaned by 5 years old, a little younger than that. It depends. But generally by five, we don't need our own mother's milk anymore. And in fact, our physiology supports this in that our bodies stop producing an enzyme called lactase. Lactase is the enzyme that helps us digest lactose. You've all heard of lactose. Lactose is the sugar that's in milk. So by the time we're five, we don't make this enzyme anymore. And it's one of the reasons why a huge percentage of the population of the world cannot digest this milk sugar and are suffering from what's called lactose intolerance. I think it's like 85%, a very high percentage of people. So again, even our physiology supports the fact that we don't even need our own mother's milk after we're weaned. But we can go a step further than that. Not only do humans stop drinking their own species' milk after they're weaned, but think about calves after they're weaned. They no longer seek out their mother's milk after they're weaned. They're weaned about 2 years old. And have you ever thought of or seen or heard of a grown cow or a grown steer or bull seeking out his or her mother's milk? It doesn't make sense. They don't require it anymore. Once they're weaned, they move on, they eat food, and they don't have to go to their mothers anymore. So why does it make sense for humans to go and drink another animal's milk after they're weaned? It doesn't make any sense. Cow's milk is a product. It's a product that's been sold by the dairy industry for many years. The dairy industry is a very rich and powerful industry, and they influence both the government and the consumer starting at a very young age, including providing educational, quote unquote, educational materials to schools, so that once we start school, we start learning at a very young age that we're supposed to consume cow's milk. And many people, I can tell you, are just aghast at the idea that they shouldn't be, because we've been taught from such a young age. It's a very powerfully ingrained habit. So calcium. Of course, calcium is important. We need to consume calcium. But why does cow's milk have a lot of calcium? What is calcium? It's a mineral. And where do minerals come from? Minerals come from the ground, right? So cows eat grass. They absorb calcium through consuming the grass, and that's how they get their calcium. So now they have the nutrient to provide to their offspring. But keep in mind that most cows today, 3 out of 4 cows, don't even graze on grass. Their feed is supplemented. I'm talking about most of the cows that are kept for cow's milk today are kept in small lots. They're dirt lots, and they're not grazing on grass. If you ever pass by what looks like cows grazing on the grass, that's usually beef cattle. They're not dairy cows. So to make sure that the cow's milk has calcium, what does the industry do? Well, they supplement the feed of the cows. So now the feed itself is supplemented with calcium. Well, humans can just supplement their diets with calcium. But no, now we are supplementing the feed of a cow so that we can impregnate her, so that she can give milk, so that we can have that supplemented milk. Even after the milk is taken from her, it's supplemented with other nutrients as well, including vitamin D, and we'll get to that in a little while. So we can do the same thing. We can go right to the green leafy vegetables. We can go right to the ground for that mineral. And kale, collard greens, broccoli, these are all wonderful sources of calcium. Obviously, beans are a wonderful source of calcium. Orange juice, soy milk, a lot of non-dairy milks are fortified with calcium. Like I said, almonds, 50 grams in just 2 tablespoons of almonds. White beans have 160 milligrams, 1 cup of white beans. So that's just an example. And how much calcium do we need every day? Well, let's just look at what the recommendations are around the world. The World Health Organization recommends that we consume 400 to 500 milligrams a day. Now, these recommendations aren't meant for North Americans. That's the World Health Organization, 400 to 500 milligrams. In Japan and Korea, they recommend 600 milligrams. And how many milligrams are recommended in the United States, in North America? 800 to 1,000 milligrams. Now, why is that twice the amount of recommendations for twice the amount of milligrams for North Americans than our European and Asian counterparts? We have a very high protein diet, a very high sodium diet that is literally leaching the calcium from our bones. So the government, to compensate for that, recommends a much higher amount of calcium. So if we are not eating a meat-based diet, a meat-centered diet, then we don't have to worry about getting as much calcium. Okay, so you get the idea. So, you know, I mentioned before that, you know, we're impregnating cows, and I remember when I first learned that cows had to be pregnant in order to give milk. I know it sounds crazy that I didn't know that before, but I know there are other people out there who also don't know that cows have to be pregnant. For 9 months, a cow gestates for 9 months, which is as long as a human gestates. And she is bonded with that baby, obviously, before she even gives birth. And I don't think it's fair, I don't think it's accurate to assume that she doesn't have any kind of maternal feeling for that offspring. I don't think it's anthropomorphizing. And even if I'm accused of that, I don't mind, because humans don't have claim to the mother-child bond for sure. And we know that. Everybody knows that. But instead of being able to take care of her baby when that baby is born, she's not able to. The baby is taken away within a day, usually, of birth. Now, if the offspring is a female, she becomes a dairy cow just like her mother and lives the same life of very difficult circumstances. And if the offspring is a male, he is sold for veal. Now, most of us know what that means. The calf is confined to a crate for 16 weeks of his life where he cannot move. He's chained at the neck. And they keep him that way so he doesn't form any muscles. And they feed him an anemic diet, one that is deficient in iron, so that his flesh is very tender and very light. That's what veal is. And the dairy industry obviously makes a lot of money off of this, because they sell the calves to the veal industry. The veal industry grew out of the dairy industry. They're really one and the same. So, you know, if we think we're not contributing to the slaughter of animals, if we're, you know, just not eating the flesh itself, that's actually, it's a misnomer, unfortunately. So the other thing to keep in mind is what happens to the cows when they're no longer, quote unquote, productive. That was another thing that I remember realizing. Well, there's no spa for cows, you know, to retire to when they're no longer productive. At about 4 or 5 years of age, they are sent to slaughter, okay? Cows, their life expectancy is about 20 or 25 years. But at 4 years old, they're sent to slaughter because their bodies have been so depleted and so worn out by the leaching of calcium from her body because we've been taking her milk that she's in bad shape. She's in bad shape by the time she's 4 or 5 years old. She can barely stand. And obviously her milk production has dropped such that she's no longer profitable to the industry. So she's sent to slaughter. And most of the hamburger in this country comes from spent dairy cows. So that's something to keep in mind as well. You know, and I was vegetarian a long time before I even made this connection. You know, I was not eating meat, but I was eating cow's milk and chicken's eggs and didn't make the connection. But I'll tell you, once I did, it changed my life. And it's just been the best decision I've ever made. So let's just go right to the source. Let's go right to the nutrient. Let's go right to the mineral. Let's go right to the plants and get calcium. And same with vitamin D, just by the way. Just having sun on our skin for a few minutes every day is a great way to get vitamin D, if I didn't mention that already. So let's go right to the source and let's leave the cows alone. Okay.